Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. The title of my presentation today is The Phosphorus Transformations in Walnut Creek Sediments at Varying Redox Potentials. So, in general, we would like to talk that the form of phosphorus, that's more labile phosphorus, had changed due to the varying redox potentials, that is the lower redox potential. So that is quite different with my friend told the audience before that there will be adsorption and desorption. I promise that we will have a better communication next time. So we do believe that all of you had already familiar with the impacts of the excess of phosphorus in the stream water. It will be a trigger for the algae bloom, and then there will be limited oxygen, and it will have an impact on the imbalance in aquatic ecosystem. You can see my little fishy in here. It will be a bad news for him. So our site study is in Walnut Creek, that is located in Jasper County, Iowa, and it drains about 31 mile square of area, discharges into the Des Moines River, and it drains the area of Neil Smith Refugee, that is the prairie conservation for the wildlife in Iowa. The sediment stratigraphy, from the youngest to the oldest, is the Camp Creek, Robert Creek, Gander, and Pre-Illinois Till. In Iowa, we consider that stream bank erosion is the main source of suspended sediments in stream water. It was about more than 5,000 megagrams of eroded stream banks in Walnut Creek each year. And of course, they may carry some phosphorus with them in various fractions. Once the sediments eroded into the stream water, they may be exposed to the anaerobic and aerobic conditions. So if water flow without any barrier, maybe we can find the aerobic condition. On the other hand, when the debris dam block the water flow, there will be anaerobic condition. And also, that in the hyporheic zone, anaerobic groundwater can enter the sediments as it discharges to the stream. So our question is, what will happen when the phosphorus in the sediment that already eroded into the stream water and they be exposed to the aerobic and anaerobic condition? So our objective on this study is to evaluate the effects of varying redox potentials on the changes in phosphorus fractions in Walnut Creek sediments. Our hypothesis is the form of phosphorus in the sediment will change due to the varying redox potential. We had four sediment samples from Walnut Creek that's representing the stratigraphy of the banks in the sediment of Walnut Creek, and we apply three treatments without incubation, with anaerobic incubation, and with anaerobic incubation where we add glucose in this anaerobic incubation. We have three replications, and our study was designed as factorial completely randomized design. We follow the method of sequential phosphorus extractions by Thiessen and Moyle. This is how we conducted anaerobic conditions, where we did the purging of nitrogen every 7 days or every week, and we stored all of the chambers that can be fluted with nitrogen for 30 days. This is our approach to do the phosphorus fractionations we started with 0.5 gram earth-red sediments extracted with Tianus water, following by extraction with bicarbonate, and then extraction with diluted acid and base, following by extraction with strong acid and very strong acid in the end. So we got water extractable phosphorus, bicarbonate extractable phosphorus, slowly cycling phosphorus, and then the stable phosphorus. So to calculate the organic phosphorus, we just subtracted inorganic phosphorus to the total phosphorus. As a result, we see here that the total phosphorus were relatively similar. That was about 500 milligram per kilogram. However, the other characteristics seems like quite different. For example, for the tail, we had a quite high pH, high iron and high calcium, but it has a quite low in organic matter. On the other hand, for the Camp Creek and Robert Creeks, it has quite lower pH, but it has a quite higher organic matter. For the Gander here, we have a quite neutral pH and low in organic matter. So after incubation, we found that the anaerobic incubation increase the pH, and even we found the higher pH when we added glucose in the anaerobic incubation. For the redox potentials, we found that anaerobic incubation that we already conducted decreased the EH and even lower when we added glucose in the anaerobic incubation. So for the water extractable phosphorus, except for Camp Creek, its concentrations looks increased when we did the anaerobic incubations. But interestingly, that it decreased when we added glucose on the anaerobic incubation. For the bicarbonate extractable phosphorus, that except for tail, its concentrations increase with anaerobic incubations when we added with the glucose. And then we had two slowly cycling phosphorus in here that is extractable with 0.1 molar of sodium hydroxide and 1 molar of hydrochloric acid. We consider that slowly cycling phosphorus that extractable with sodium hydroxide was associated with iron, and which extractable with hydrochloric acid was associated with calcium. So for slowly cycling phosphorus that is associated with iron, we found that it decreased when we added glucose in the anaerobic incubations. That's mainly happened for the samples with lower initial pH and higher organic matter, that is Camp Creek and Robert Creeks. However, for the slowly cycling phosphorus that associated with calcium, it seemed that we could not find any impact from the anaerobic incubation. How about the stable phosphorus? We found that we could not find any significant effects from the anaerobic incubation on the stable phosphorus. And also, we could not find significant effects on the sum of all fractions. So it means that the change of the form of the phosphorus mainly occur in the more labile phosphorus. And then secondly, that the decrease in one fraction could be followed by increase in other fractions, so the sum of all fractions remains stable. In conclusion, we would like to say that anaerobic incubation decreases redox potential and increases pH. Secondly, varying redox potential did not change the stable phosphorus fractions or sum of all fractions, but it did change water extractable phosphorus, bicarbonate extractable phosphorus, and slowly cycling iron phosphorus in most samples. We also would like to say that low redox potentials are likely to increase the concentrations of some labile form of phosphorus in stream waters. We would like to thank all people and institutions that already supported us to finish this study. And we would like to thank you for coming, and we will be glad if there are any questions or feedback from you. Thank you.